Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, May the 28th and the whole week ahead. Yesterday Mars moved back into Scorpio, so between now and August you have big choices and decisions to come to when it comes to your career. Because Mars is single-minded and likes to focus on things, and that's how you've got to be, you can't afford to do more than one thing at a time. It really is all about one goal, one ambition, one destiny, and one target. Go after it. Here's your Sunday stars. The position of Mars in your 10th house, look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, it's all there, is very, very important now. And the challenge really is, what do you want to succeed at? Where do you wish to excel? Because between now and August, that decision, that one thing is what's going to be the most important thing that you can do with yourself and your life. It's all about success, recognition, prestige, and achievement. Here's your Monday stars. Finances, money, cash, call it what you want, filthy lucre. This is what your stars need to really occupy your mind with now. It's anything material and financial. Mercury is there, so we're talking about contracts and transactions, so it's a good time to negotiate anything where money is concerned. And with Pluto around as well, then you can deal with tycoons, big business, high finance. So all in all, it's a good day for finance. Here's your Tuesday stars. Mercury and Pluto work so well together today, and they've been doing it off and on for the past few weeks. So if there's choices that you need to make when it comes to home and family affairs, then now's the time to do it. You see, Mercury is the mind and Pluto is that laser beam focus. And so put the two together, focus on a home or domestic situation you need to deal with, and voila, you'll deal with it. Here's your Wednesday stars. With the moon in Aries, but not particularly well disposed towards Pluto, although conjunction with Uranus, your ruling planet, isn't so bad, you mustn't get bogged down psychologically. It's almost as though things that have gone wrong in the past, the obsessive side of things, are holding you back. And you shouldn't be held back, and you don't want to be held back anymore. What's holding you back? The past. So let it go. Here's your Thursday stars. With the Sun square Neptune, the biggest problem with this is doing stupid things because you failed to see the problems that existed. Maybe because you didn't want to. It's like a person who comes to you and you can see right through them, but you don't want to upset them. You don't want to cause a problem. You don't want to have any difficulties. But unless you do, you could lose a whole heap of things. Dignity, respect, honour, and money. Do you really want all that? Of course you don't. Get real. Here's your Friday stars. The Sun's opposition to Saturn in many ways is better than yesterday's Sun Neptune. The Sun Neptune aspect of yesterday is all about not being able to see the wood for the trees and making the same stupid mistake twice. Today is not about that. So in a kind of way, Sun opposition Saturn is good for you because it's harsh reality. Seeing things in black and white. And that's what you need to do with so many aspects of your life. Save you a lot of trouble.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.